we don't really know anything about the Paracas culture. The people that practice this cranial modification, you know, some of it may well have been natural, but the stuff that we know was people doing it to their children, we don't know have any real touchstones to their culture. But in the Pacific Northwest, we actually do have quite a bit of a touchstone to the culture that elongated skulls. And one thing that's interesting is normally you, when you go around the world and you see these sort of things, you see, you know, ruins. This is in Paracas, Peru, right there. And with the elongated skulls comes these giant ruins, quite frequently impressive megaliths. But when you went to the Pacific Northwest, all the way back in the time of Lewis and Clark, they met this native here. His name was Konkomli. And most of the art doesn't portray it, but he had a pronounced elongated skull. And that is a skull there. We do have a lot of science, quote unquote, surrounding his skull. And the culture that did this, the Chinook people, they were right in the path of the channeled scablands. I mean, they were down here in Portland, near Portland, and that's right in the path of the floods of the Younger Dryas impact hypothesis. The people on the west side of the Cascade Mountains all elongated their skulls. And this is something that not many people are aware of, but this was so ubiquitous to the Native Americans on the west side of the Cascades, they were all known as flatheads.